One of the most powerful things in life is the power of choice. The power to choose. Let me say this. 90% of your life right now is because of what you have chosen. I know you had no hand in the family you were born. You just saw them. Amen. And I know we say it every birthday that if I could choose again, I would choose you, mommy. But you cannot guarantee that you still choose your daddy if you see Dangote. The ability to choose. What that tells you is that you can choose who you want to be. You can choose to just be a churchgoer who just goes to church. Nothing really has inspired your life. You know, go to church and go to heaven at the end. Or you could choose to live to the fullness of how God wants you to live. It's your choice. There must come a time in your life where you decide who you want to be. Where you start to have your own experiences. Are you listening to me? It's good to depend on your pastor. But if at every turn you call my number, I'm not impressed. It means I am failing. If every time you have to run to the pastor, then that pastor is failing if he has not failed. You must have your own experiences. Are you with me? You know, in Mark 4, there was a storm. And Jesus was sleeping. So when they saw the storm, they didn't remember him all this while. But as soon as the storm was life-threatening, they ran. Master, don't you care that we die? You'd have thought Jesus should be flattered. Oh, they know me as the miracle worker. No, he said, faithless generation, how long do I have with you? Because at some point, people should start having their own experiences. Every time you want to get married, you will take picture. 5 pictures of 5 guys to pastor. As how? As what? That's already a confusion. 5 people. How did you get to 5? What kind of confused life is that one? It means you don't even know what you want for yourself. Say one is a doctor. One is a lawyer. One is a pharmacist. One a banker. The last one. Pastor, don't judge. Why are you saying don't judge? We listen and we judge. He said, say crypto. He was in the crypto. He said, he trades crypto. Is that what he told you? I'm not disputing that there's a work like that. Before you say I'm old school, I'm just saying, why did you start with I should not judge? Is there something you are seeing? The power to choose. So today you have to choose who you become. What is the new year going to be like for you? You can choose. Your pastor's role is to bring you to maturity. That's the pastor's role. It's not to spoon feed you all life. It's to bring you to maturity. Where you start having your own experiences. I'm not saying that negates the pastor totally. No. I'm saying it makes you. How can you be calling me 2 a.m.? I got some years ago, about six, seven years. Someone called me from this church. Sir, I need to talk to you. To 3. See, I know that you will not be sleeping by now. Ah, like Shaje. Aje gone soon. When I'm not a witch or a wizard. And she was right. I was not asleep. Most times, around that time, I might not be asleep. But I might be asleep by 10 a.m. Amen. Oh, you think I will not sleep at all? I'm not the one that will be standing here now. Just that my own rhythm is different. It might be different from yours a bit. I say, I need your help, sir. Something is happening now. And if you heard what the person said, I said, you could have waited till 6 a.m. at least. Why do you have to tell me to 3? Go block here now. More on block here the next day. Because the person that called you by 3 can call you by 4. You will think you have sorted it. But the fact that you pick the first one, you will pick the second one. What kind of believer do you want to be? Hebrews 11. I want to show you the kind of believer I would like you to be. Does that make sense? All right, good. Hebrews 11. Is there anyone here who came with a prayer request list? You answer the first one. Anyone? You have the list with you. God will grant your desires. You will. Who will pray about it? Eh? Shiba. There's someone who on your list is for your dad. There's a recurring sickness. Who is the person? I'm not saying it's a recurring sickness. Come and show you. You see, when you knock, the door will open. That's why we are here. Sit down. I want to show you how to get there. I want to take you there. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. It says, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Can we leave our spirit together? Want to go? Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen are not made. Look at that. Through faith, we understand. Through faith, we what? That means faith can grant you an understanding. Faith can grant you an understanding. There are things you understand by facts. Facts. Chelsea is a small club. Facts. Right? Basic facts. There are things you understand by your senses. If I smell a kind of stew, which I know some people are already smelling, even though there's no stew around, but you're just hungry. You're smelling every kind of food right now. Calm down. You can know food by smell, right? Things you see, senses. Things you hear, facts. But the writer of Hebrews is telling you that by faith, you can enter another kind of understanding. Now there's an understanding that takes only faith to get to. You could use a TV, a television, and all he's taking is local channels, NTA, AIT, and all of that. And then someone gives you a decoder. Now, the same television can now access more channels, right? Why? You gave it a different operating system. You get what I just said now? Huh? You gave it a different operating system, so it can access more. You will access more. There are things you can understand by senses. But sometimes, senses can fail you. Of course, every believer should have common sense. But senses can fail. You can't, for example, you can't choose a spouse solely based on she's fine. Fine? That's all? I've told you before, of course. You choose what you like. Amen. Don't come and tell me later that pastor, he's like, I was not sure. I used to like tall ladies. I didn't end up with Samuel. Amen. You like tall. It's not Samuel you saw. Hallelujah. Oh, I used to like short. Something like that in my car. You go for what you like. But you cannot judge the entire situation only on senses. It will fail you. You are looking for figure 8. They will give you 858. It's not enough. You are looking at 6 packs. Your pastor does not have. Jesus does not have. None of the prophets has 6 packs. Amen. Hallelujah. I am sure Paul does not have. But if that's what you want, it's fine. But that cannot be the only thing that is directing your understanding. By faith, we understand. There must come a time where you start to understand things from God's perspective. You can misjudge things with your senses. The wrong spouse, the wrong place, the wrong location. And when you say wrong location, it's not about that place. Sometimes it can be about the time. Wrong choices. 2026, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you will not make wrong choices. Amen. Your journey will not be colored in mistakes. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Have your seat. Takes the eyes of faith to see some things. I don't know if I've shared this story with you. I must have. Some few days ago, I was a teenager. I think I was 19 or 20 or 21. Very, very, very early in my life. My life is still very early. Amen. Because I'm 16. But then I was 19. And I was praying to God. I wanted to see. I don't know if I've shared it before. I wanted to see visions. So, I read R.W. Schoenbach, a bit of Smith-Wigglesworth, and God's Generals. And I told God, I wanted to see visions. Ah, tongues. Show me. And I told God specifically, demon. My fiancée called me. Give me demon. How can I know what a demon look like? So God said, he's not going to show me demons. So he sent me, I went to one market. I took Yado. So God said, speak in tongues now. I was speaking in tongues. Nothing now. Nothing now. Nothing's happening. Then suddenly I felt like a wind blew. I'm like, this should not blow this woman's gari. The breeze was strong, but the gari was not blowing. I didn't know I haven't died. So I just said, well, maybe it's thick gari. Then I turned back. I said, seeing different things. Heads upside down. People are selling fufu. But it was stained with oil. And I kept wondering, how is your fufu stained with oil? But apparently, with your normal eyes, you go to that place, and that was just fufu. Apparently, the woman's head was not upside down. Different things. People walking with suits, but with oil. I can't forget, there's one person who just one on. What's not two? One. There are things you can only see if God decides to show you. That very day I told God, I don't want to see anything again. close his eyes. Let me just be preaching this word. Why should I be singing on? By faith, we understand. Are you with me? By faith, we understand. You cannot walk with God until you learn to walk by faith. Can a nation be born in a day? But as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her sons. God walks in a different realm. Are you listening to me? Hebrews 11. That's where we are. So Hebrews 11 brings you the success story of those who walk with God by faith. Hebrews 11. Look at verse 11. Are you there? If you are there, say amen. Okay, good. Verse 11. Through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Through faith, Sarah was said to have a problem. The problem is you are postmenopausal, meaning if you look at the biological things, it's actually not possible, Sarah, to conceive. Then Sarah said, let me show you something. If you have traveled before out of Nigeria, especially to the UK, or maybe somewhere else, you discover that things are different everywhere. For example, in the UK, the steering is on the right. Here, the steering of your car is where? On the left. So if you think you know how to drive, you have to learn. Amen. You have to relearn. Why? May you know one go turn right. May you go turn left. The socket is different. Socket. The currency. I was planning a vacation for myself and my wife some months ago. And I was checking the currency of that country. Now they tell you every time, don't convert, don't convert. Why don't you convert? He said, don't convert, don't convert. It's a different economy. Naira, I go still convert, right? So let me convert Naira. Because sometimes you look at food. Someone tells you food, 30 pounds. Convert it to, bro, 80,000. Amen. It's not 30 Naira, it's 30 pounds. It's different. But why will you be told not to convert it? Because the economies are different. Faith has a different economy. God really does not see things the way we see it with the natural eyes. Are you with me? Faith is a different world. Sometimes faith does not concern itself with context. You know what faith does? And I like what God does. Abraham is old. Isaac is old. Abraham was begging God for how many children? Huh? One. He says, will Eliezer be my heir? I just need one heir. It can't be Eliezer. And God said, come. Let me show you something. Count. I mean, we are still dealing with give me one. God said, now start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. Say, I can't count. God said, that's what you have. How do you reconcile that? How do you bring it together that someone who can have one? We are countless. Faith is a different world. By faith, we understand that the words are framed by the word of God. You begin to walk in the understanding. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Your testimony will bring people to Jesus. Look at verse 29. Like I said, sometimes faith does not border itself with the context. Oh my God. We receive the results of faith. Look at verse 29, Hebrews 11. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians drowned in. Look at that. He said, they passed through the Red Sea as though it was a dry land. Let me call your attention to something. When they got to that sea, what did Moses do? Huh? Before he put his rod out, what did he do? He went to God. Let me tell you what God said. God said, Moses, why are you calling upon me? God said, Moses, I don't see a problem. To man, that's a big problem. I mean, I can't swim in a cup of water. I can't. You fall on the floor. I'll go by side. I've drowned 3 times. Nobody saves me. Self-destruction. They fall on the primary school. At the Nigerian Buries. The second one was GS3. More time, any. The third one was in senior secondary school. After that one, I told myself, say, no worry, we'll give you tube. Give your father. 3. Even Jesus spent 3 days. I don't know if I tried 4 times. Sorry. I'm not swimming. I say, you have to learn it. It's survival instinct. Once I see that Lagos is about to drown, which will take hundreds of years, me, I will pack. Hallelujah. I'll go to missionary John in Somalia. God told Moses, what is the problem? Hey, because faith lives in a different world. Faith lives in a different world. God wasn't seeing a problem. It didn't look like a problem. And there's water. Make it dry. If you say there's water, should that stop you? I called you. Before then, Moses stood before Pharaoh with all the army of Pharaoh. I said, he was giving him a command. Those that let my people go, you are commanding world power. I said, this is what you're going to do. You're going to release them. If Moses were a Nigerian, he would have asked God first that, at least show me the plan. You get? Not that I will not go. God said, no, go, throw your rod. Oh God, this is not about rod. After rod. Sometimes the way I think, so after I throw the rod, what will not happen? You cannot just tell me to be throwing rod. After the rod, what will happen? Because they become snake. He said, what, how does snake concern this matter? So if Pharaoh not kill me and the snake, God, show me the full script. You know, if you have seen the full script, it's easy to walk with God. God has told me, okay, the water will turn to blood. Firstborn will be killed. Then you come out, you take that gold, and the sea will pass. I'll go to Pharaoh. I say, guy, I'm just letting you know now. At some point in this journey, at some point in this film, you will die. At some point in this film, we take your gold. At some point in this film, Pharaoh would have said, Moses did not have an idea. But by faith, we understand. By faith, we understand. He had no idea what was going to happen next. He didn't know. God said, what is in your hands? He said, the same thing that my hands is now. Oh God, we can't avoid this question. And sometimes you can just get, what's in my hand? That's how. How are we? See, soldiers are coming. This is the river. The rivers will say, Oba Renje, Odo Oba Kun, Ishobo Shemaje, Odo Oba Oshewo. Amen. Let me explain that one. The king sent on errand. What is a mighty river? You have to deliver the king's errand, and you cannot enter the river. If you go for the king, if you target the king with your arrow, you had better not miss. Amen. You had better not miss. If you miss, that was what Moses attempted. He said, there's a God that's above you. And he's saying, let my people go. Are you with me? Let my people go. By faith, we understand. Hallelujah. You can walk with God. And you will walk with God. Amen. Your amen is low. Are you sleeping? You walk with God. Amen. Look at verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. Oh my God. The impossible start becoming possible. We trust God. We trust you, Lord, for the impossible. Hey, you have been told, okay, there's a fire broad. So, we are trusting God for the impossible. PCOS, we are trusting God for the impossible. We are trusting for the supernatural. Maybe they even gave you a time frame. You cannot live beyond a particular age. I can't sweat it. By faith, Jericho came down. When you say the wall of Jericho, it's not fence, so. It's not fence. What they call walls are entire cities. People live. There's a bank on the fence. On the wall of Jericho, there's a bank, there's a hospital, there's barracks, there's school. On the wall of Jericho, it's towns that they use as walls. So when you say the wall of Jericho fell, it's like an entire city crashed. What did they do? Was it bulldozer? Bulldozer, eh? No. They were blowing trumpets. If God told you, we want to bring down this wall, and you're asking him, yes, who is the contractor? God said, come, march. March. You say to where? You just be marching around. It will look like foolishness. If it was for one day, it's easy. If to be blowing trumpet and be marching around for one day, it's easy. 7 days. At some point on the third day, you start to... Those will look foolish. They'll be calling themselves suicide. Bro, what do you think? You have a PhD, right? That's why I called you out. Well, what do you think about this entire thing? I say, should I say my mind? You see, we look like fools. You're marching around the wall. Say, walls don't come down like that. According to the civil engineering, the columns and the beams and the faith has no regard for your context. Koko blow trumpet in, you know. 2026, God is going to give you a lot of instructions that might sound foolish. That might sound unreasonable. Blow that trumpet. Are you listening to me? Blow that trumpet. By faith, Jericho came down. We trust God. It's spoke about Rahab. In verse 22, he spoke about Gideon. He spoke about Barak, Samson. Well, you know, one of the people that also caught my attention are the three Hebrew brothers. Some things appear easy. Until you bow to the king. Was that where we were coming from yesterday? Huh? Bow to the king. You know, they would have just common sense, just say, it's nothing, let's just bow. Right? Our heart is not bowing. Excuse me. It's not like our heart is bowing. It's just our head. It's the heart that God looks at. In fact, as you're bowing, you're just speaking in tongues. Kapato shot la ba la ba la ba la ba. And he said, listen, O king, we are not careful. That means what I'm about to say, I'm not drunk. We are not careful to obey you on this matter. And as you are saying that, you are hearing news that the people that are doing the fire, they died. Why making the fire? They were not thrown into the fire. Why preparing the fire that they want to throw you? Those ones have died. Meaning the way they are going to get the fire is that they will walk. Nobody is going to follow them. And he said, we will not bow. How many Christians can say that? By faith, we understand. If I catch you sleeping, I will call you out. Hello? Sleeping. Did two things. You not hear any teaching. You ask you now, what did you learn in retreat? Nothing. Where did I stop? How many people can do that? You know, in the palace, why they are saying it, it's still easy again. Until you don't know the king is serious. And there's a machine order. And you are seeing the fire from afar. And then the soldiers are saying, this is where we will stop. We are watching you walk. If it was one person, it's still easier. Three. And one of them did not say, guys, it's fire we're talking about. It's fire we're talking about here. God gives us the brains to think. Right? See? Personally, I'm not a person of fire like that. Even when we shout Holy Ghost fire, I don't shout. Because I'm allergic to it. Why can't we just bow? Tomorrow we tell God, you are the King of Kings. No one like you. We say, no one like you, Jesus. No. By faith, we understand that the waters and the fires are nothing. So maybe you came with a mountain of impossibility. And it looks like, nah, it's not going to get done. By faith. Jesus, hold my hands and make the impossible possible. 2026, I walk with you by faith. I don't walk with just senses. My emotions don't get the better part of me. I walk with you by faith. So say, what of when it looks like I didn't get the result of what I was asking for? Listen very well to this. Faith is not just result based. If you read the book of Hebrews very well, it tells you that by faith some died. He said, by faith many were raised from the dead. Then tells you, by faith some died. In fact, he showed you Isaiah. He said, some were sawn into two. Isaiah was cut into two. Hope you know. That was where he died. A man died in the U.S. I'm not really on the same side with him politically or even social mindset. I'm not with him. Charlie Kirk. How many of you know the story? Charlie Kirk, that was killed. And you see a lot of people laughing. You don't have to be on the same side with someone. Why will you mock someone's death? And I told a friend, I said, it happened on a Wednesday. Because I know we just came back from church and I saw it. When you laugh at such things, what you don't know is that you have opened the door. When 9-11 happened, the number of bomb threats at airports increased. Why? Because some people now feel, that means it's possible. There's a pastor in the U.S. I forgot his name, something Anthony. He said, our ushers are not just full of the Spirit. They have gone. They have gone. In an African country, pastor wanted to lay hands and someone had a knife. As soon as the pastor just gets close to him, you stop. If you try that one, the police will come home, but they come and carry what is remaining. That's when you know that by faith, by faith, what am I saying? Sometimes the result of faith is not the result you had in mind. Do you know the proof of faith? Faith. The proof of faith is not the result. The proof of faith is that you had faith. Teach us, Lord. Oh, you think if I'm asking for a car and I tell God, you know what? Before the end of this year, which is still possible, right? If you want a car, it's still very possible. But you drove a car here now, sit down. Okay, you can get one. Hallelujah. No more people that want car. Let me share. Some people that don't know how to drive. Say, yes, sir. Start the car. You want to start by faith? It's impossible. But if I say, that's my desire, and that's what I have faith for. Now, oftentimes they're not. What we think is, if I don't now get that car before the end of the year, my faith did not work. You're wrong. Faith necessarily does not give you your result. It gives you God's result. Which sometimes can be at opposing ends. Some things we see in prayer. Sometimes only by prayer that we can see it. You can pray to God for a spouse. And you say, 2026 is my year. Final finito. God, tell prophet to propose. Amen. Oh Lord God Almighty. Let prophet look at my side. He's the one I like. They give some. Amen. You don't even know why people pray a request. Even you don't know that someone has written, what's your name? Maybe someone has written, peace. God, give me peace of mind. Your peace is my peace, Lord. Your peace is my peace, Lord. Your peace is my peace. And then, somehow, the person you're asking God for, I don't know how that works. How do you receive someone else? Kidoshele. You don't talk. You're not friends. That never even looked like it before, but you are receiving the person. You are a bandit. I will share some things with you as camp goes on. My voice will clear very soon, don't worry. The person you are receiving now. Suddenly, I now announce on Sunday that we have a wedding. Because you don't know what's going on, but it's only the pastor that knows. I know how many counseling I'm doing right now. I say, we have a wedding. Prophet is getting married. Does that mean God failed you? No. So, will that person eventually get married? Maybe. And you think I'll say yes? Maybe. Maybe not. The proof of faith is not necessarily the result. The proof of faith is that I believed God for it. And I trust that let God do his will. I'm not a better planner than God. And I don't see farther than him. I don't. The only thing I know about tomorrow is that we are praying. And that tomorrow is a Monday. Date I've scattered. I thought today was Saturday. Because I've been here before you. That's the only thing I know about tomorrow. It's God that can tell you. this and this and this. So I allow him to do his will. Is it making sense? I might have faith for a house in Ikoyi. I've been saying 5 bedrooms fully detached. Swimming pool, Lord. Amen. Just for small relaxation, eh? With swimming pool. And God say, Oga, you are moving to Abuja. Off I go. Is it pastor who will miss you? Me too. Stream it on YouTube. Amen. Pastor, are you? Amen. Pastor, my Abuja, my Lord. What will you do about it? What will you do about it? Just kidding. God, I beg you, it's an example. It's an example. I don't plan to go to Abuja. What I'm saying is, that doesn't mean that what I had faith for failed. No. It means, because of my faith, God is directing me his own way. You know how the writer of Hebrews put it? He said, when Isaiah died, the world was judged not worthy of him. The world was judged unworthy of him. That's faith. So do you have faith for something today? You have faith for something. Like I said, when I started, at some point in your life, you must choose. No longer living my life based on guesswork. No longer living my life as whatever happens, square, sera, sera, is one of the most foolish phrases in the world. What will be, it's a foolish statement. Nothing will be if you don't make it be. What will be? Why not go into the kitchen and just say, Agbana. Don't buy ingredients. Don't put on the induction. Don't do anything. Just be speaking in tongues. Why? Because Agbana will be. It doesn't work like that. At some point, you have to start taking ownership of your life. You don't need to give any pastor your prayer request. I'm not undermining the ministry of a pastor. I am one. What I'm saying is, you don't need to give any pastor your prayer request. Let me pray on it. You can pray on it and receive it yourself. You see that dream? That dream that has been disturbing you. You don't need to tell your pastor. That's me. You say, what if I'm led to? That's different. You actually can pick it up. And you say, no, I'll deal with this. At some moment, point in your life, you have to start taking ownership. I say, you know what? I will walk with God by faith. Are close. At some point, you have to start telling yourself, with God, all things are possible. I won't take no. I will follow his plan. I will stay in his will. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Possible, possible, possible. You have requests for your ministry. You have requests for your family, your siblings, your mom, your dad, for your health. Career, you're looking for a job. You want a good job? Bro, David works with me. So I told him, remove from your list a better job. What does that mean? You work with me. Heaven rejects that one. You have an ash. Okay. But the prayer. They prayed about. We have agreed. Hallelujah. Your prayers will be answered. What we want to do in this camp is to exercise faith. And the best way to do that, you put your ears on the ground for instructions. You will see the fourth man in the fire. But pay attention to what he wants you to say. Pay attention to what he wants you to say. Instructions are the foundations of faith. God told Moses, go. When you get there, take Aaron. This is what you do. Throw your rod on the floor. Point your staff to the sea. Faith is hinged on instructions. The life of a minister, the quality of life of a minister is in the instructions he keeps or he neglects. Let me say that again. The quality of life of a minister, which you are one, is in the instructions he obeys or neglects. But with God, all things are possible. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know what John said? John said, he that is born of God has overcome the world. That's you. He that is born of God. So I don't care the list you came with. One by one, by faith, we get it done. You're not serious, are you? No mountain is too high. No valley is too low. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who made heaven and earth, victory is mine. Ask again. You have those requests here? Yeah? Open to it. Stop praying. Take it one by one. Take it one by one. That's why we are here. If you didn't write one early, start writing it. What a privilege to come.